And I, brothers, couldn't speak to you as to the spiritual, but as to the carnal, like Christian babies. I have fed you with milk, not with meat, for until now you weren't able to cope with it, and you're still not able. For you're still carnal, for while there's envying among you and strife and divisions, aren't you carnal and walk like men? For while someone says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, aren't you carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that plants anything, nor he that waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's product. You are what God has built. According to the grace of God that's been given to me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let every man be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay any other foundation than what has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be revealed, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test every man's work to see what kind it is. If any man's work remains that he has built on it, he'll receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he'll suffer loss, but he himself will be saved if he passes the fire test. Don't you know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, so that he'll be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things in the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.